Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the second time this year, Massachusetts prosecutors are dismissing thousands of criminal drug cases because of misconduct by a former state chemist. Yesterday, district attorneys told the state's highest court that some 6,000 cases may be dismissed because of the misconduct by former state chemist Sonia Farrick. This case also involves allegations of prosecutorial misconduct, and documents filed in this case contain some scathing criticism of the state attorney general. And WBUR's Deborah Becker joins us now to explain. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Jeff.
So let's begin with the dismissal of these cases and why.
Well, we'll start with former chemist Sonia Farrick. She pleaded guilty in 2014 to charges of stealing and using drugs from the Amherst lab where she worked for almost a decade. Here's how attorney Randy Joya described it.
She corrupted thousands of cases. She stole drug standards, seized drug samples. She was supposed to test and use the stolen drugs while she was on the job.
So, Jack, the American Civil Liberties Union and the Committee for Public Counsel Services, which is a state public defender agency, filed suit on behalf of two women whose drug convictions are based on evidence that was tested by Farrick. And as a result of those lawsuits, the district attorneys and the attorney general had until the end of the day yesterday to tell the state Supreme Judicial Court how they would proceed with these so-called Farrick cases, and that's the 6,000 cases.
So why did this take so long?
Well, it's interesting to look at how this actually started. Essentially, with an attorney in Western Massachusetts named Luke Ryan. After Farrick's arrest, Ryan questioned whether the evidence in his client's cases was solid because it had been tested by Farrick. He says the AG first said that Farrick was arrested just days after the misconduct began, but Ryan discovered that prosecutors knew that Farrick had a long-time drug problem.
As they were resisting and disputing the possibility that misconduct was that long-standing, they were withholding documentation that actually showed conclusively that she was engaged at misconduct at the lab in at least December of 2011 and identified third parties who were providing treatment to her for her drug addiction.
And we should say, Jack, that these former assistant attorney generals no longer work in the AG's office, and they did not work under current AG Maura Healey.
Still, that sounds like government misconduct.
Well, a judge who looked at this case found that the two former AGs, who are Chris Foster and Ann Kasmarek, committed fraud. And the ACLU and others say that this misconduct compounds the problem. Here's ACLU attorney Matt Siegel.
We need a justice system that reserves its harshest judgment not for poor people who have struggled with addiction, like our clients, but instead for powerful people who commit misconduct, like the egregious misconduct of the Massachusetts Attorney General's office.
So what's the response from the AG and from prosecutors?
Well, we should say that no district attorney or the AG agreed to go on tape for this story. Maura Healey's office emailed a statement saying it's unfortunate that the ACLU chose to stage a press conference without reading the AG's brief filed in this case, which calls for speedy relief for these defendants. Now, that response, Jack, points out that the AG did not bring criminal charges against any of these Farrick defendants. And as for the DAs, they filed a response saying that they care reviewed the affected cases, and they say that the AG's office is a separate government agency over which the district attorneys have no control, so the district attorneys do not bear responsibility for any prosecutorial misconduct. Also, the Hampton district attorney identified the most Farrick cases, about 4,000 likely to be dismissed. The DAs and the AG essentially say that the so-called Farrick defendants should have their cases resolved in a way similar to how cases were resolved in the Annie Duke drug lab scandal earlier this year.
And we should say that scandal caused more than 20,000 conviction dismissals after chemist Annie Ducan admitted to evidence tampering. So, Deb, what happens from here?
Well, the ACLU hopes that the full state Supreme Judicial Court will address some of the issues that were raised in this case, one being prosecutorial misconduct. We spoke with attorney Scott Harshbarger. He's with the firm Kasner & Edwards. He's a former Middlesex district attorney and a former state attorney general. And he says the misconduct on the part of prosecutors is just as damaging to the criminal justice system as wrongful convictions.
If the case shows that these assistant attorneys general knew about this, wrongfully withheld it, then that's an appropriate criticism and subject, I think, to appropriate misconduct charges. That does not necessarily mean that the Attorney General's office itself, which in fact in most of these cases was not actually bringing the cases but reviewing them, is responsible for that.
Also, Jack, it's up to the SJC to formally dismiss these 6,000 cases. And because these cases happened so long ago, it's not believed at this point that any of these defendants are still incarcerated.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.